放回去。
等一下我打开。弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们今天一起来学一条诗歌哈。
So today let us learn a hymn together.
没有关系，没有关系。有个要求。
I have a request.
唱这条诗歌有两个要求。
So there are two requirements to sing this hymn.
请你们尽可能往前坐。
Please move up to the front if possible.
那跟我一起来学。
So we can learn together with me.
那第二个呢，有个要求。
And also the second request.
那这个要求是去年在台湾短宣的时候，我发觉有一件事情。
I have found something when I was preaching gospel in Taiwan last year.
有一些中国所做的歌曲。
Some hymns from that's being written from China.
如果你把它翻成英文之后
，After we translate into English，
很不容易唱。
It is very difficult to sing.
但是台湾短宣他们做了一件事。
But in Taiwan, the gospel ministry they did something.
他们把它罗马拼音化。拼音那个 Rome 的 spelling。
So they used the 拼音。
所以他们去短宣的这些孩子，他们去短宣的这些孩子
，So those are children who went to for the gospel ministry.
他们可以唱得出来。
They were able to sing.
我知道 Tom's 在这里哈 ，Tom's 在前面。
I know Tom's here.
还有很多的孩子。
And many children.
如果你会罗马拼音
，If you know how to，
就是拼音的 spelling。
Use the pinyin spelling.
你可以把中文唱得很美。
Then you can sing the Chinese very beautiful.
虽然你可能不知道你唱的意思是什么。
Although you might not understand the meaning of what you are singing.
但是我底下把它翻译出来了。
But I have translated.
那这条诗歌呢
？And this hymn.
我请我们的诗琴姐妹慢慢的弹。
We will ask our
我们有人可以看中文就看中文。
For those who can read Chinese, please read in Chinese.
你不会念中文，你看罗马拼音，跟我慢慢的念过一次。
If you do not understand Chinese, then please look at the Roman spelling and then read it through with me.
那我们琴在底下的时候，我们把音慢慢的抓住。
So then we will get the key of the hymn.
我的神。我的父，我的磐石，我敬拜你。看罗马拼音哦，你的慈爱，丰盛的慈爱，丰盛的，永永屹立不变，建立到万代。我的神，我的父，我的拯救。我赞美你，你的信实，恒久的信实，永永远远坚立天上。副歌，我要欢呼，向你举双手，向你扬声高唱，哈利路亚。因你喜悦我们，是我的力量荣耀。愿在光明中与你同行。我要欢呼，向你举双手，向你扬声高唱，哈利路亚。你是我的主宰。谁能与我与神相比？我一生向你俯伏敬拜。我想这个诗歌是很美的一个诗歌。
This is a very beautiful hymn.
用英文唱很难唱。
But it's very difficult to sing in English.
但是如果你学会这个诗歌的话
，But once you've learned this hymn,
你知道它诗歌的底下怎么说
？You know what it says at the end of the hymn.
My God.My father, my rock, or my foundation. I praise thee. Your love, your fulsome love to me is everlasting. My father, my God, my father, my rescuer. I praise thee. Your fullness is everlasting.
I want to shout out and praise thee. With both my hands raised, I sing hallelujah. Your love to me is where I draw my strength. In the light, I walk with thee. I want to shout out and praise thee. With both my hands raised, I sing hallelujah. You are my Lord, who can compare with you? All my life
is praising. 如果有人把英文好好把它填进去的话，可能这条诗歌可以唱得更美。
If someone really carefully fills in the English, maybe this hymn can be even more beautiful.
作诗的人里面讲了一句话。
The hymnist said.
我的神。
My God.
我的父。
My Father.
我的磐石。
My Rock.
我的救赎主。
My Savior.
我赞美你。
I praise
敬拜你，我们一起来唱，用英中文唱哈，慢慢来。我的神，我的心事，我敬拜你，你的慈爱，丰盛的慈爱。永远屹立不变，坚立到万代。我的神，我的父，我的拯救，我赞美你。你的心事，恒久的心事，永永远远坚立天上。我要欢呼，向你举双手，向你扬声高唱哈利路亚。因你喜悦我们，是我的力量荣耀，愿在光明中与你同行。我要欢呼，向你举双手，向你扬声高唱哈利路亚。你是我的主宰，谁能与我的神相比？我一生向你匍匐敬拜。 再一次哈。
One more time.
我的神，我的父，我的磐石，我敬拜你。你的慈爱，丰盛的慈爱，永永屹立不变，坚立到万代。我的神，我的父，我的拯救，我赞美你。你的心事，恒久的心事，永永远远坚立天上。我要欢呼，向你举双手，向你摇身高唱哈利路亚。你是赐予我们，是我的力量荣耀，愿在光明中与你同行。我要欢呼，向你举双手，向你扬声高唱哈利路亚。你是我的主宰，神与你的神相比，我一生向你匍匐敬。
姐妹来，姐妹来，姐妹，姐妹来。
来，弟兄，弟兄。
Brother.
我的主，我的拯救，我赞美你。你的心是很久的心事，永永远远见你在天上。一起来。
Together.
我要欢呼向你举双，向你扬声高唱哈利路亚。你是喜悦我们，是我的力量荣耀，愿在光明中与你同行。我要欢呼向你举双手，向你扬声高唱哈利路亚。你是我的主宰，谁与你神相比，我一生向你俯伏敬拜。副歌来自副歌，我要欢呼向你举双手，向你扬声高唱哈利路亚。你的喜悦我们，是我的力量荣耀，愿在光明中与你同行。我要欢呼向你举双手，向你扬声高唱哈利路亚。你是我们就停在这里。
We will stop here.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
这是我们心里面的呼求。
This is our cry.
你是我的神。
You are our God.
我的父。
My Father.
我的磐石。
My Rock.
你也是我的拯救。
And you are also my rescuer.
我们实在敬拜你。
We truly worship you.
也赞美你。
And also praise you.
愿你的爱是爱。
May your loving kindness,
丰盛的慈爱,
your riches of loving kindness,
永远让我们能够被你的爱所吸引,
so we can always be drawn by your love.
我们知道历世历代圣徒都为了这个爱所吸引,
we know that all the saints from each generation has been drawn by this love.
我们在这一代的世代里,
and in our generation,
我们一样被这个爱所感动,
we are also being touched by this love.
主啊，帮助我们今天在你面前所有的呼求。
Lord, help us as our cries before you today.
所有的祷告,
all of the prayers,
甚至我们的交通的信息,
and also the fellowship.
你与我们同在,
may your presence be with us.
愿感谢赞美都归给你,
we give all the thanksgiving and praise unto you.
祷告是奉耶稣基督的名,
in the name of Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
在我的翻译还没上来之前我想要继续前几次的交通。
I want to continue what I was sharing on the past few times.
我一直交通跟帐篷生活有关的信息。
The messages I shared in the past were on tent building.
那我这次想要交通帐篷生活里面有一件很重要的事情。
And this time I want to share on a very important aspect.In tent building.
那帐篷生活的信息里面，我一直用亚伯拉罕。
Now in the life of tent building, I use the life of Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕的一生很吸引我们。
The life of Abraham is a very interesting life.
其实我们看亚伯拉罕的时候
，When we look at Abraham,
我们其实知道神一直吸引着亚伯拉罕。
We know that God always drew Abraham to him.
所以亚伯拉罕的一生。
So throughout Abraham's life,
他能够被神所吸引,
he was drawn by God.
他就过了一个帐篷的生活,
and that's why he lived the life of a tent.
所以我们知道亚伯拉罕是过帐篷生活的人,
we know that Abraham lived the life of a tent.
我们还知道亚伯拉罕在帐篷的生活里面,
we know that in this life,
他筑了坛,
he built altars.
那今天如果有机会的话,
And today, if we have the time,
我会把四个坛跟弟兄姐妹交通一下。
I will share with brothers and sisters the four altars that Abraham
built. 那我们看创世纪十二章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 12.
第七节。
Verse 7.
创世纪十二章第七节。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 7.
我在这里念。
I'll read it here.
这是亚伯拉罕建立的第一个坛。This
talks about the first altar that Abraham built.
耶和华向亚伯兰显现，说：“我要把这地赐给你的后裔。”亚伯兰就在那里向他为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛。And
the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said, "Unto thy seed will I give this land." And there builded he an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him.
没有多久之后，就到了第八节。Afterwards,
we go to verse 8.
他筑了第二个坛。
In verse 8, he built the second altar.
从那里他又迁到伯特利东边的山，支搭帐篷。西边是伯特利，东边是爱。他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。And
he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord.
那第三座坛，他到了十三章，创世纪十三章。
And the third altar is mentioned in Genesis chapter 13.
十八节那里。
Verse 18.
创世纪十三章十八节。
Genesis chapter 13, verse 18.
亚伯兰就搬了帐篷，来到希伯伦曼利橡树那里居住。 在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。Then
Abraham removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord.
然后过了一段长久的时间。Then
a long time passed by.
到了创世纪22章。Then
in Genesis chapter 22.
第九节。Verse
9。创世纪22章第9节。 Genesis chapter 22, verse 9.
他们就是讲亚伯拉罕跟以撒，他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛。And
they referring to Abraham and his son Isaac, came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood.
从75岁的生活开始筑坛。
From the age of 75, he started building altars.
到了最后一座第四座坛的时候。
And to the fourth altar.
一般人说这个时候亚伯拉罕大概在120岁附近。
By this time, Abraham was probably around 120 years old.
所以我刚才大概把四座坛的圣经的地方都告诉了弟兄姐妹。
So before, I gave the scriptural passages which talked about Abraham's four altars.
我们知道亚伯拉罕离开了加勒底的乌尔。
We know that Abraham left Ur of Chaldea.
他是75岁。
He was 75 at that time.
到他死的时候，他是175岁。
When he passed away, he was 175 years old.
有100年的时间。
100 years passed.
他行神的旨意。
He did what God told him to do.
神要他离开他的家。
God wanted him to leave his home.
到迦南去。
To go to Canaan.
他在神的手中有100年。
He lived in the hand of the Lord for 100 years.
今天很少人能够在神的手中活100年。
It's very unusual for people nowadays to live 100 years under the guidance of the Lord.
我不知道你几岁信主的。
I don't know when you believe in the Lord.
你加100。
Now add 100 to that.
那就在你活在神的手中。
That is how long you lived under God.
我相信很少人能够活100年信了主之后。
I don't think many people can live 100 years after they believe in the Lord.
我相信有人可能活那么久。
I believe some people can live that long.
但很少人能够像亚伯拉罕住在帐篷里住了100年。
But very few people can live like that, like Abraham lived in a tent for that long.
他离开一个最富裕的环境。
He left an affluent society.
离开了一个最人间想要去的地方。
He left the place where most people at that time would want to go to.
住在迦南地。
He went and lived in Canaan.
迦南地那时候是一个很落后的地方。
Canaan at that time was a backward country.
走到迦南地的时候，神跟他说。
When he went to Canaan, God spoke to him and said,
神说，我要把这个地赐给你的后裔。
I will give this land to your descendants.
那如果我是亚伯拉罕的时候。
Now if I were Abraham at that time,
我会跟亚伯拉罕说，神你是不是讲错了？
I would tell Abraham, you know, I would say, God, you know, did you say something wrong?
我跟他讲说，你不是说这个地要赐给我吗？
Did you say you're going to give this land to me?
怎么你说变成我的后裔呢？
Why did you now say it's going to be given to my descendants?
是不是这中间有一点点是我表现的不好？
Was it because I displeased you?
是不是说因为我刚才可能哪里得罪了你，所以我不够资格？
Did I do something wrong so that I was not worthy to...inherit this land.
有时候神跟亚伯拉罕好像做了一点点不同的呼召的方式。
Sometimes God called Abraham in a different way than he expected.
当亚伯拉罕得到第一座坛的时候
，When Abraham built the first altar,
那神跟他讲，我要把这地给你的后裔。
God said, "I will give this land to your descendants."
神向他显现。
God showed himself to Abraham.
神向你显现吗？
Did God show himself to you?
在使徒行传那里
In the book of Acts,
斯提凡说荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现
Stephen said, the glorious God appeared to Abraham.
虽然创世纪讲是耶和华向他显现没有带着荣耀两件事
Even though in Genesis, it only said God appeared to Abraham, it didn't say the glorious God.
但是我相信神的显现是蛮有荣耀的
But I believe that God's appearance is always glorious.
亚伯拉罕从迦南在了迦南的时候
，When Abraham was in Canaan,
神向他来显现
，God showed himself to him.
结果他就为神盖了一座坛
，So Abraham built an altar for God.
那是他敬拜的开始
，That was the beginning of his worship.
我相信他之前一定也敬拜神
，I believe before he also worshipped God.
但是这一次不太一样
，But this time was not quite the same.
知道旧约的故事的人，大家都知道“坛”这个字。
Everyone knows that in the Old Testament they use the word altar.
我不知道你一讲到“坛”，你心里面想“坛”是什么样子。
When you think of the word altar, what do you usually think of?
那常常有旧约的一些图片，就是有一些石头把它堆起来，像一个小土堆一样，石堆。
Mostly when they have Bible illustrations, they have this little pile of stones.Into like this mound of dirt.
我相信他们也考据过坛的样子，大概是那个样子。
They know that probably this was what an altar.
但是在旧约的里面，他们每一次讲到 altar 这个字的时候
，But in the Old Testament, whenever they refer to the word altar,
他们就讲到另外一个字叫做宰杀。
They also refer to the word called sacrifice.
就是要牺牲一些东西。
That means that involves sacrificing or giving up of something.
我们知道在圣经的记录里。第一次讲到坛是讲到挪亚也做了一个坛，对不对
？We know that one first times in the Bible where first altar refers to Noah building an altar.
当神审判那个地的时候
，When God judged the earth，
用洪水审判
，And used the flood to judge the earth.
那挪亚一家存留下来
，Noah and his family were preserved.
他为耶和华筑了一个坛献祭
，And Noah built an altar to the Lord and sacrificed on it.
我知道在旧约里面，他没有办法考据坛是怎么启示在人的心里面。
I know in the Old Testament they don't reveal how the altar was manifested to men.
但是我们知道坛一直存在在人与神的心目当中，是一个很重要的地位。
But we know that the altar is very important for the relationship between men and God.
他们知道只要摆这块石堆的时候
，They know that when they build this mound,
他们向神要求事情。
They will ask of God.
他们要向神感谢一些事情。
They want to thank God.
他们要很严肃地面对这个坛。
They treat this altar serious.
他们还知道面对这个坛的时候有东西要流血。
They also know that when facing this altar, something must bleed and die.
亚伯拉罕盖的第一座坛的时候
，When Abraham built the first altar,
我们不知道他放上的是什么样的祭物。
We don't know what kind of sacrifice he offered.
有人说一定是一只公绵羊，就是公羊。
Someone said it must be a male ram.
我们不知道。
We don't know.
但是我们大概会知道，当第四个坛出现的时候
，But we know that when the fourth altar came,
他们一定是献了一只羊。
They definitely offered a land.
那时候迦南地,
At that time in Canaan,
有外邦人住在那里,
there were foreigners there.
他在外邦人的面前,
in front of the foreigners,
他筑了一座坛,
Abraham built an altar.
你让我想到一件事,
this made me think of something.
我们有时候搬家,
Sometimes when we move,
搬到一个新的地方,
we move and go to somewhere new.
你在外邦人的当中,
we are among people we're not familiar with.
你是否做一件事情让外邦人知道你跟他们不一样?
Would you do something that showed you're different from others around you?
今天很多弟兄姐妹要搬家,
a lot of times today, brothers and sisters will move.
有这些弟兄很可爱,
some brothers are very cute.
Cute. 他们会去找哪里要聚会?
They'll find where, they'll look for a place to gather and meet with fellowship.
因为你这样一找, 人家知道你不一样。
If you do, then you show others that you're different.
因为你是基督徒。
Because you are a Christian.
那有些人找地方的时候, 只管学区在哪里, 不管别的。
Some people, when they look for places to move to, they only look at the schools, how good they are.
我不是说你找学区不对。
I'm not saying that looking for better schools is not wrong.
你找那个学区, 人家看不出你跟人家不一样。
When you do that, though, other people don't see that you're different from others.
我们来了一个新同事。
We have a new colleague.
那时候他是犹太人。
He was a Jewish.
我们后来知道他是犹太人。
We later knew he was.
因为他把犹太的那个典章、拉比的东西都挂在他的cubicle里面。
Because he hung the Torah and other items that showed he was a Jew in his cubicle.
然后他时间到了。
And when his time came,
他就站起来。
He came up, he stood up.
我搞不太清楚, 不过他是面向纽约那个地方。
But I don't know his general direction, but it looked like he was standing in the direction of New York.
他读15分钟的圣经。
He read 15 minutes of his Bible.
他一边读, 他一边做那个身体有一种向前的动作。
While he read, he made this forward motion with his body.
结果你就知道他是犹太人。
Thus you knew he was Jewish.
那还有一些基督徒, 他们就把神是我的主挂在他的cubicle最外面。
Some other Christians hang portraits of Jesus on their cubicle.
或者放一些属灵的书籍。
Or they put spiritual books there.
那都是显明你跟人家不一样。
This all demonstrates that you are different from others.
有时候放这些东西是一种宝库。
Sometimes people put things here as relics.
我记得我那时候刚进我们的公司的时候。
I remember when I first went into my company.
我放了一个小小的圣经在那里。
I put a little Bible there.
那我后来发觉人家很多事就不来找我了。
Then I realized that when other people had things they want to look for me,
因为他可能觉得我这个人是跑教会的，就是我们去玩这些东西就不必了。
Oh, they realized that I was someone who went to church, so they didn't look for me to go and play with them.
亚伯兰在外邦人的当中。
Abraham was in a land of foreigners.
他到了外邦人的当中。
He went among foreigners.
做了第一件事。
The first thing he did.
筑了一座坛。
He built an altar.
很多孩子九月要到你所喜欢去的大学。
Many kids will this coming September go to the college that they wanted.
我不知道你会不会去了那个新的地方也筑一个坛。
I don't know if when you go there, will you build an altar there too?
你如果筑一座坛的话,
if you build an altar there,
你表明你的身份跟人家不一样。
This would demonstrate that your life is different from others.
筑坛是非常个人的事情。
Building an altar is a very personal thing.
在亚伯拉罕那时候, 筑坛都是他个人一个人筑这个坛。
During Abraham's time, he personally built the altar.
因为他里面真正的看见这个筑坛的重要。
Because he realized the seriousness, the importance of building altars.
而且他筑坛的地方也很特别。
And he built an altar in a special place.
我们知道那个地方是示剑。
We know that place was Shechem.
那大概是迦南的从北下来的时候最高点的地方。
It was probably the highest point in Canaan coming down from the north.
你知道筑坛的点在高点有什么好处吗?
You know what is the benefits of having an altar in a high place?
我记得我有时候去纽约逛。
Sometimes when I go to New York City,
走在那个高楼的大厦底下,
when I walk under the high skyscraper,
你看到的是什么?
What do you see?
我看到的是一大堆计程车跟路人。
I see a ton of taxis and a lot of people.
然后呢, 你看不到太远的地方。
You can't see very far into a distance.
但 World Trade Center 已经不在了, 那时候 World Trade Center 在的时候, 你到上面去的时候, 你看到什么?
Well, if you went to the World Trade Center, well, it's not there anymore, but if you had gone to the World Trade Center and went all the way to the top,
你会发觉你底下是空气污染,
you realize that underneath you was pollution.
你看到底下的灰尘是多么的重,
you see that there's a lot of thick clouds of dust.
在一个高点足坛,
building an altar in a high place,
我们的眼观就看得很远,
we can see very far from there.
我常常觉得,
I often think,
刚才我们领会带领我们唱那条思想伯利恒是吧？我大你，我大你。
When the presider presented us with the song "Since Long Ago at Bethany We Parted,"
他的诗歌里面讲了一句话。
In the hymn, it says,
他说, 神好像把天还关着,
it seems as if the heavens are still closed.
所以他还没有回来,
so that's why God didn't come back. Jesus didn't come back yet.
我有时候觉得我在地上的生活, 好像没有办法让主耶稣能够回来。
Sometimes I feel that the life I lead on earth causes God to be unable to come back.
因为世界的吸引, 好像远比天给我的吸引还大。
It seems as if the world's attractions draw us closer to the world.
所以我们常常是看着地来做今天所要做的事。
So we often look at the world when we make our decisions.
我们没有看着天来决定今天做什么事。
We don't look up to heaven to make our decisions.
当亚伯拉罕在世界那个高地的时候,
when Abraham was at the altar in Shechem,
我相信他不只看了整个迦南,
I think he was not only looking at Canaan.
他还看到了天,
he also saw heaven.
你有没有一个坛,
do you have an altar?
对神有敬拜呢?
Do you worship the Lord?
想到这位救赎主,
when we think of this wonderful Savior,
这个恩典的主,
this Savior who gives grace,
你向他敬拜了?
Did you worship him?
我个人相信第一个坛是讲的对神敬拜的坛。
I believe that the first altar was an altar of worship.
没有多久,
not long after that,
亚伯拉罕又筑了另外一个坛。
Abraham made a second altar.
这个坛的地方在哪里?
Where was this altar located?
它也在山。
It was also on a mountain.
它在伯特利东边的山。
It was on a mountain east of Bethel.
那这一次筑坛以后, 底下加了几个字。
Now after he made this altar, there was a few words added in the Bible.
这个字的筑了坛以后, 他怎么样? 求告耶和华的名。
What did Abraham do? He called on the name of the Lord.
我们知道这个坛筑的是求告耶和华的坛。
We know that this altar was for the calling on of the Lord.
没有多久亚伯拉罕跑到了埃及去。
Not long after that, Abraham went down to Egypt.
在埃及那里他神有管理他。
God disciplined him there in Egypt.
所以他又回来到伯特利求告主名的坛那里去。
So he returned and again went to the altar at Bethel.
在我们属灵的道路里,
in our spiritual walk,
我们有敬拜的坛,
we have an altar of worship.
我们还有个求告主名的坛,
we also have an altar to call on the name of the Lord.
我们的属灵生活常常会碰到难处。
Many times in our spiritual walk, we'll find difficulties.
我们人生常常有碰到一些困难。
We find hardships in life.
我们走信心的道路走到一段时间, 我们好像坚持不下去。
When we walk by faith, many times it seems as if we cannot walk any longer.
我们就到埃及去。
So then we go down to Egypt.
但是我们很感谢我们的主。
But we thank the Lord.
即使我们去了埃及,
even though we went to Egypt,
他还是保护我们。
He still protects us.
他让我们又回来。
He caused us to return again.
回来回到求告主的坛那里去。
He caused us to return to the altar where we can call on the Lord.
你信了主之后,
after you believed in the Lord,
你有难处,
you have difficulties,
你问谁?
Who do you ask? Who do you call on?
你有难处, 你问谁?
When you have difficulties, who do you call on?
有人马上说, 我们就问朱弟兄, 或者是, 李成俊弟兄, 常常在教会有祷告的。
I think many times we say, oh, let's go and ask Brother Fim Chu or Brother Lin.
那已经很好了。
That's pretty good.
那有些人就去开始去 Google去查。
Some people go on Google and search things up.
Google给你的 information就是你做事的方式。
Google gives you information on how you should do things.
但是这里怎么说?
But what does it say here?
你有问题的时候
，When you have problems，
你要求告神。
You have to call on the name of God。
你在环境不好的时候，你求告神。
When you're in difficult times, you have to ask God for help。
很难能可贵。
It's
very good。
It's very good。
九十分。
90%, 90%, yeah, 90%,
100%.
还不是100分。It's not 100% though. 什么是100分? What is 100% in the eyes of God?
你在环境好的时候，你还求告神。
100% Christian life is when things are good, you still call on the name of the Lord.
我们常常在环境不好的时候，神好像都不紧张我们。
Many times when we're in difficulties, it seems as if God isn't really worried for us.
真正要为我们担忧是当我们环境好的时候。
The real time he should be worried for us is when things are going well.
亚伯拉罕有一个美的就是他在环境好的时候神呼召他。
What was so beautiful was that God called Abraham when things were going well for him.
结果他还跟随神。
Yet he still followed the Lord.
他放弃所有环境好的跟随神。
He put aside all his good life to follow the Lord.
我们常常是环境不好的时候没有办法，只有跟随神。
Many times we only follow the Lord after we have basically nothing left.
我们走信心的道路这一条路的时候
，When we walk the life of faith,
要在环境坏、环境好的时候，我们的做法是一致性的。
Whether life is good or life is bad, we should always follow the Lord.
我们在查旧约的时候。
When we're studying the Old Testament,
我们常常对着大卫王有一些批评。
We often would be critics of David.
因为我们觉得大卫王也犯了很多的罪。
Because we know that King David committed many sins.
他虽然好，他的坏也够坏了。
Even though he was good, his wickedness was quite evil.
但是神说大卫是一个合神心意的人。
But God said that David was a man after his own heart.
我很喜欢有一个圣经注解 的学者这样说。
I love a Bible commentary's writing.
他说那合神心意其实翻得再准确一点的话。
He said that if the word a man after God's own heart was translated more accurately.
他说大卫是一个寻求神心意的人。
David was a man who sought after God's own heart.
不是他不犯罪。
Not that he didn't commit any sin.
不是他做得好。
Not that he did everything well.
是他做得好的时候，他寻求神的心意。
It was that when he did things well, he sought the Lord.
他犯罪的时候，他还寻求神的心意。
When he sinned, he still followed the Lord.
在罗马书那里讲了一句话。
In Romans it says.
在罗马书十章十一节那里。
In Romans 10 verse 11.
那大概翻就好，不用看了。他那里大概讲说，犹太人、希利尼人没有什么分别。
Romans, Jewish, Salutians, there's no difference.
他们没有什么分别。
There's no difference.
他们有同一位主。
They have the same God.
后面那句话说，神他后代一切求告他的人。
God will richly bless those who follow him.
我们常常记得下面那一句话。
We often remember the latter phrase.
下面那句话很熟，就是凡求告主名的就必怎么样得救。
We all know the latter phrase which says, "And all those who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved."
你求告主名的时候
，When you call on the name of the Lord,
神就丰丰富富的祝福你。
God will richly bless you.
Richly bless you.
丰丰富富的祝福你。
这是多美的一件事情。
This is a wonderful thing.
你生活领导的方式是什么？
What is your spiritual walk? How is your spiritual walk?
孩子们，你们现在要去念大学。
Teenagers or young adults, when you're going to college.
你要进高中。
You're going to high school.
你要找事。
You're looking for a job.
你求告主的名没有？
Did you call on the name of the Lord?
不要用 Google 做你的答案。
Don't use Google as your answer.
不要靠所谓的大学排行榜做你的 reference.
Don't use your college peer advisors as your reference point.
可能是一个最好的大学。
Maybe it's the best school.
但是却是属灵最差的。
But it may be spiritually decadent.
可能是一个不怎么样的大学。
It may be a school that's not so great.
但是它 在你生命属灵能够帮助你。
But spiritually, it can aid you much.
孩子长大了。
When children grow up,
你希望他的成绩好。
Do you want his grades to be good?
还是他的属灵好。
Or a spiritual walk to be close with the Lord.
如果两个都好，当然更好。
Of course, if both were good, that would be great.
如果选一个的时候，你要选什么？
If you can only choose one, what would you choose?
你希望有一个聪明的孩子。
Do you want an intelligent child?
你希望有一个属灵聪明的孩子。
Or do you want a spiritually wise child?
你要选哪一个？
Which one will you choose?
如果他智能不是很好，你希望他哪一个好呢？是不是属灵好比较重要？
If his intellect isn't that great, wouldn't it be better for him to be spiritually wise?
到了创世纪十三章。
In Genesis chapter 13,
神不只让亚伯拉罕筑了一个敬拜他的坛。
God not only caused Abraham to build an altar of worship and worship to him,
然后又盖了一个求告主名的坛。
And also an altar of calling on the Lord.
十八章十三章十八节那里怎么说？
In chapter 13, verse 8,
亚伯拉罕搬了帐篷。
Abraham moved his altar
到希伯伦曼利橡树那里。居住。
He went to the plains of Mamre in Hebron.
在那里为耶和华筑了一个坛。
And there he built an altar to the Lord.
如果你看看上面的事情。
If you looked at the previous verses.
前面是三章一开始的时候，亚伯拉罕跟罗德分家。
At the beginning of chapter 13, Abraham separated from Lot.
亚伯拉罕跟罗德从埃及上来之后。
Now after Abraham and Lot came up from Egypt,
他们的牛羊经营很多。
Their cattle and their riches were much.
到了一个地步，多到一个地步。
It was so much to a point that.
所以他们的仆人开始有相争。
Their servants started arguing with one another.
第七节那里，他说亚伯拉罕的仆人和罗德的牧人相争。
And there was a strike between the herdmen of Abraham's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle.
我有时候觉得这段话实在是好像弟兄姐妹与弟兄姐妹有相争。
It seems that when I read this verse, it seems I'm reminded of arguing between brothers and sisters.
你如果看第七节前段的时候，
When you read the first part of verse 7,
迦南人跟比利洗人聚在那里居住。
It says later in verse 7, the Kenites and Perizzites also lived in the land.
这两种人是外邦人。
These two groups of people were foreigners.
是两个种族完全不同的人。
These were two unique groups of people.
而且他们是蛮会打仗的人。
They are people that could fight well.
结果他们可以住得好好的。
And they could live very peacefully in the land.
结果亚伯兰跟罗德是兄弟，是叔侄，竟然要分家。
Yet Abraham and Lot were relatives. They fought together, actually.
好像有时候基督徒有时候有些表现好像如果跟外邦人比起来在这里你就会觉得哎呀好像我们表现的不像外邦人那么好。
Sometimes Christians, we act oftentimes even worse than it seems unbelievers.
我相信他们要分开是神的一个旨意在那里。
I believe that it was God's will for them to separate.
亚伯拉罕就告诉罗德说你向东我就向西。
Abraham said to Lot, if you go to the east, I'll go to the west.
你去平原，我就去山地。
If you go to the plains, I'll go to the mountains.
我常常喜欢，你去 Livingston, 我就留在 Newark.
I like to think of it as, if you go to Livingston, I'll stay in Newark.
他把好的给了罗德。
He gave the best to Lot.
把坏的留给自己。
He left the worst to himself.
当他那样一做的时候，
When he did that,
亚伯拉罕再向神再向亚伯拉罕显现了。
God again appeared to Abraham after
来跟他立约。
And even made a covenant with him.
这个约好美的约。
This was an amazing covenant.
他跟他说在你所在的地方。
He said, wherever you went,
你举目向东向西南北观看。
Wherever you travel, north, south, east, west.
凡你所见的一切的地我都赐福给你。
All the land that you saw, I will give to you.
和你的后裔。
And your descendants.
这回亚伯拉罕在里面了。
This time, Abraham was included in the offer.
然后还说，你的后裔要如同地上的沙尘那么多。
And he said, your descendants will be as numerous as the sand on by the seashore.
人若能数算地上的沙尘，才能数算你的后裔。
He said, if people can count the sand on the seashore, that's how numerous your descendants.
然后你起来走吧。
Then rise and walk.
我要把这地赐给你。
I will give this land to you.
亚伯拉罕就走了。
Then Abraham went.
我不知道他怎么走的。
I don't know how he walked.
他没有向东，也没有向西，也没有向南，也没有向北。
He didn't go to the north, south, east, or west.
他走到希伯伦那里。
He went to Hebron.
希伯伦是在迦南地。 南方最高的一个点的附近,
he went to the highest point in the south of Canaan.
神又把他带到属灵的高处,
God again brought him to the spiritual high point.
他在那个山上面,
on that mountain,
他可以北看整个迦南,
he could see the whole of Canaan.
所以他跟神又立了一个约,
then he again established a covenant with God.
这个约他筑了一个坛,
with this covenant, he established an altar.
我们的神是一个立约的神,
our God is a God who creates altars.
我们的神也是守约的神。
Our God is a God who keeps his covenants.
神用约来限制他自己。
God used covenants to limit himself.
地上的契约,
now, earthly contracts.
你买房子的人你就知道,
when you buy a house, you know.
你立那个契约是保护谁啊?
When you sign a contract, who is that protecting?
你以后要读law,你看看你保护谁。
When
你保护你的 client,
the contract is to protect your client.
所以不管你是站在哪一个地方,
so no matter where you're standing,
总是有一方要稍微吃亏,
always there will be one party that will lose from the bargain.
你就希望你的约多拿到一点点,
you would hope that your contract or a contract would give you a little more.
那对方就要用那个约来保护他自己。
Then the opponent, the other party would try to protect themselves.
只有我们神给我们的约是神限制了他自己。
Only with God's covenant does God limit himself.
然后他把所有好的都给你。
And would he give us all the riches of his fullness?
这样的神你要不要跟他立约啊?
Would you want to make a covenant with this God?
你接受了主耶稣, 你就跟他立了约了。
When you became Christian, when you believe in God, you established a covenant with him.
主耶稣在地上的时候,
when Jesus was on this earth,
我们刚才播饼,
when we were breaking the bread before,
主耶稣他拿起饼来,
Jesus himself broke bread.
他说这是我的身体,
he said, this is my body.
他拿起杯来,
he took up the cup.
他讲了一句话,
he said,
这是我立约的血,
this is my blood of the covenant,
为多人流出来,
which is poured out for many.
我们今天是什么人?
What kind of people are we today?
我们今天这一群人是主耶稣用血重价所买回来的。
We are people who are bought by Christ's blood.
我们这一群人是活在新的约里面。
We are people who are living under a new covenant.
你有没有一个立约的坛呢?
Do you have a covenant, altar of the covenant?
你自己跟神立了一个约。
Did you establish a covenant with God?
Actually, 应该是神与你立了一个约。
Actually, it's God who established a covenant with you.
你不只求告主的名,
not only did you call the name of the Lord,
你还有一个立约的坛。
You also have an altar of the covenant.
这三个坛讲完之后,
after these three altars,
大概过了好多好多年了。
Many, many years passed.
圣经里面没有办法记录有多少年。
The Bible doesn't exactly tell us how many years.
亚伯拉罕筑第四个坛,
but after that, Abraham built the fourth altar.
三四十年后,
about 30 or 40 years later,
如果你看创世纪22章,
if you look at Genesis chapter 22,
这个坛跟前面三个坛不太一样。
This altar was different from the previous three altars.
前面三个坛,
the previous three altars,
亚伯拉罕盖好以后,
after Abraham built them,
他就献祭,
then he offered a sacrifice.
这个坛不一样,
this altar was different.
22章, 他到了神所指示的地方, 亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛。
In chapter 22 says, when Abraham came to the place God told him, there he built an altar.
把柴摆好了,
he put the wood on.
他把谁放上去?
Then who did he put on?
他把他儿子放上去。
He laid his son on the altar.
我们都觉得我们信了主之后,
we often think that after we believe,
常常很多弟兄就告诉你,
Many brothers would tell us,
你要奉献啊,
you have to offer yourself.
你把你自己摆到祭坛上去,
you have to offer yourself on the altar.
甚至说, 当然突然讲, 他说那个奉献不是缴钱的意思, 不是奉献金钱的意思,
this offering isn't when you pay tithes or stuff like that.
有些聚会是这样,
some gatherings do that.
我的意思不是说你要
I'm not asking you to give of your money.
他们就是用罗马书来告诉你,
they use Romans chapter 12.
他说我以神的慈悲劝你们,
I adjure you under God. I ask you under God.
把身体献上当作活祭,
that you offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
是圣洁的, 是公义的, 是神所喜悦的, 对不对?
Holy and righteous, acceptable before God.
你们如此侍奉乃是应当的,
this is your acceptable form of worship.
好像奉献是应该是蛮快发生的一件事情,
it seems as if this kind of sacrifice should happen pretty quickly.
但是亚伯拉罕筑第四个坛的时候,
but when Abraham built the fourth altar,
是他跟随主大概40几年之后,
it was around 40 years after he started following the Lord.
他大概120岁的时候,
he was probably around 120 years old.
在22章一开始讲说, 这些事情以后,
it says in the beginning of chapter 22, and after these things came,
神要试炼亚伯拉罕,
God wanted to test Abraham.
不知道哪些事情,
we don't know what things.
你信了主以后,
after you believe in the Lord,
你有没有很多事情,
did you have many things happen to you?
很多事情之后,
after many things passed,
神要试验你,
God wanted to test you.
亚伯拉罕的一生,
in Abraham's life,
他有好多的事情啊,
he had many things happen.
他出加勒底乌尔是一件事情,
he coming out of Ur of Chaldea was one thing.
他去埃及是一件事情,
he going to Egypt was one thing.
他与罗德分家是一件事情,
splitting with Lot was another thing.
他把罗德救回来也是一件事情,
saving Lot again was another thing.
他为索多玛祷告也是一件事情,
praying for Sodom was another thing.
他跟亚比米勒立约也是一件事情,
establishing a covenant with Abimelech was another thing.
有很多成功的,
there were successes and there were failures.
很多事情之后,
after many things,
神要试验亚伯拉罕,
God wanted to test Abraham. This was a hard test.
我常常觉得神没有这样试验我是给我很大的恩典。
I personally think that it's by the grace of God that I'm not put
in. 因为我也知道我没有资格有这样的被神试验。
I know that I do not have any privilege to be able to.
基督徒的一生,
throughout Christians' life,
你信了主之后,
after you believe in the Lord,
每一件你所经历的事情,
every circumstance that you experience,
其实神都在好像在试验你一样。
God is sort of testing you in those circumstances.
以前问 Google, 现在不问了。
In the past, you asked for Google, now you don't.
或者有时候你还是去问 Google.
Sometimes you still go search things up.
以前一有事情你就 email 了。And
in the past when things happen, you email someone.
你现在有时候不 email 了。Now
you sometimes don't email.
有时候你一碰到事情你就开始抱怨了。So
in the past you would complain when things went wrong.
有时候你不抱怨了。And
sometimes you didn't complain.
有时候有些侍奉来了，你快点拒绝掉。Sometimes
when you had to do something, you quickly went ahead and did it.
我们有多少事情？
We have many things to do.
很多的事情神都在试我们。
In many circumstances, God tests us.
在亚伯拉罕的一生里面,
in Abraham's life,
这个是他最后的一个试验。
This was the last test that God gave him.
神要求亚伯拉罕把他亲生独生的爱子，他所爱的孩子献给神。
God wanted him to sacrifice his beloved son, his only son Isaac, on the altar.
很难的一件事情。
It was very difficult.
犹太人在过节期的时候,
when the Jewish celebrate their feast,
他们会念创世纪22章,
they would read Genesis chapter 22.
因为犹太人知道,
because the Jewish know,
以撒所代表的是犹太人,
Isaac represented the Jewish.
如果以撒死了, 就没有犹太人,
if Isaac had died, there would be no Israelites.
因为神用羔羊取代了以撒的声音, 所以犹太人还有到今天。
Because God substituted a lamb for Isaac, today the Israelites, the Jewish, are still here.
亚伯拉罕把他所有的东西都愿意摆出去。
Abraham was able, was willing to offer his all,
包括他所独生最爱的那个孩子,
including his only beloved son.
我常常想我有什么东西可以奉献给神?
I often think, what do I have to offer God?
我所爱的献给神,
I will offer what I love the most to God.
这是神在我们里面大概最深的一个试验。
This was probably one of the deepest trials in our life.
亚伯拉罕一生筑了好几个坛。
Abraham throughout his whole life built many altars.
所有的坛今天我们可以用主耶稣基督来代表它。
We could use the Lord Jesus Christ to represent all these altars.
所有坛上面所奉上的羔羊就是我们的主耶稣基督。
All the lambs that are offered on these altars, Jesus Christ represented them.
我们为什么敬拜我们的主?
Why do we worship our Lord?
因为主耶稣成为我们的燔祭。
Because the Lord became our sacrifice.
我们为什么能够求告我们的神?
Why can we call on the name of the Lord?
因为主耶稣的血让我们与神之间没有拦阻。
Because Jesus' precious blood caused us to have no difficulty in coming before Him.
我们为什么擘饼?
Why do we have the breaking of the bread?
因为我们活在新约的里面。
Because we lived in the New Testament, the New Covenant.
我们活在神学所立的新约里面。
We live in the New Testament of His covenant.
同样的, 就像保罗所说的,
like what Paul said,
我与神的慈悲劝我们,
by the mercies of God, I plead with you.
把身体献上当作活祭,
offer your life as a living sacrifice.
这是神所喜悦的。
This is what pleases God.
盼望这四个坛,
I pray that these four altars
帮助我们,
may help us
让我们的一生,
that, and let our whole life
活在神的恩典里面,
be one living in God's grace.
我不知道结束是应该祷告还是再唱一次那条诗歌。
I don't know if we should end with a prayer or with the hymn again.
我们把那条诗歌唱一次，我们请朱弟兄为我们结束好不好？祷告。
Okay, let us sing the hymn again, and we'll ask Brother Freedom Chu to end with prayer.
好，我们唱我的神，我的父，我的磐石。
Let us sing, My God, My Father, My Rock.
我们就唱一次。
We'll sing this once.